Yeah, we can all move up just a little bit, you know, and get closer. All right. Okay. Well, let's have a very warm Fire Salesby reception for a very rare appearance of David Bowie.
Thank you, Peter.
Good evening. Hello. This is Michael Ronson. He's a guitarist that works with me a lot.
Get yourself sat down.
We have a band on a bit later for this, but we'll do some solo things first if we can. Slowly. Anybody that's seen me before knows that I don't do mini gigs, and this is one of the few exceptions. So we're going to start slowly until we get the hang of it again, because we're not too used to it. The first song is called Fill Your Heart, and it's by an American gentleman called Biff Rose. Can I have something to drink? Cute. Okay? You're going to get a bit nearer.
To the mic.
Good. Hello?
Yeah, that's it.
Sure, well, now it's a long way down. Anyway, I'm back again.
Fill your heart with love today. Don't play the game of time. Things that happened in the past only happened in your mind. Only in your mind. Forget your mind and you'll be free, yeah. The writing's on the wall. Free, and you can know it all. If you choose, just remember lovers never lose, cause they are free of thoughts impure, and thoughts unkind. Happiness will clear your soul, love will clean your mind, and make you a free. Happiness is happening. The dragons have been bled. Gentleness is everywhere. Fear's just in your head. Only in your head. Fear is in your head. Only in your head. So forget your head and you'll be free. Yeah. The writing's on the wall. Free. And you can know it all. If you choose, just remember lovers never lose, cause they are free of thoughts impure and of thoughts unkind. Happiness will clear your soul, love will clean your mind and make you a free.
Thanks very much. We didn't know what kind of songs to do. tonight, so we just decided to endeavour to sing the kind of songs that we hope you'll enjoy. This is what we call entertainment. We want to entertain you. Entertain you is an old word. We want you to enjoy the songs. We want to make you happy because we want to be happy doing them. The next one to follow that is also another Biff Rose number. I'm a bit keen on his songs. I think they're very good, very funny. He's very overrated, underrated songwriter, sorry, Biff. And he's been working in America for about 5 years, and nobody over here is buying his records, and not many people in America seem to be either. And the album this came from is called The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side. It's a good album to buy. It's called Buzz the Fuzz, and it's a Los Angeles song. Winsor was a fellow, and his name was Buzz. He was just a rookie cop, just a baby Buzz. He patrolled the Sunset Strip in the land of the free and the home of the hip. He protected you and me from evil women like or Alice D. Now Alice was the girl that all good hippies dread, and they called her Sweet Alice the Head. Alice, it was plain to see, was full of heart and STP. She'd attract a great big crowd because her inner peace was much too loud. Good Buzz did the thing that all the good Buzz must. Shoved his gun in Alice's back and said, "This is a bust." Shone a flashlight in her eyes. She began to hypnotize. Buzz said, "What a wild sensation. This must be hallucination, shun, shun." When you fall in love with eyes dilational. Buzz said, "Alice, you are like, come take a ride on my fuzzy bike. Soon it will be getting dark and we can watch the stars from Ripley Park." So they both went out and dug astrology through their mutual analogies. Now they're taking pills and shots. Buzz is not afraid of what Buzz and Alice D have shown the way of where the buzz might be someday. Buzz is still a cop, of course. He's the pusher on the horse, 2, 3, 4. He's protecting you and me from evil women like Paul Alice D. This is one of my own that we get over with as soon as possible. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet off. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. pretend it.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You really made the grade. And the papers want to know which shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in the most peculiar way. Now the stars are very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Yet again, it's by a French composer called Jacques Brel. He was writing a long time ago, and he wrote this song about 15 years ago, and it was called Port of Amsterdam. It was true then, it's not untrue now, merely probably insufficient. If we're slow, I haven't been up very long, you see. I'm very bad at getting up. Always have been bad at getting up, haven't you? Terrible. I was at school, my mother could never get me up. She got over it. She found out the trick of getting me up. She used to put on a black dress and sit on the bed and cry. I'd be up like a shit. Enough of this frivolity. This is the Jacques Brel number. Anyway, it's called Port of Amsterdam. In the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sings of the dreams that he brings from wide open sea.
And in the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who sleeps while the riverbank weeps to the old willow tree. And in the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who dies full of beer, full of cries in a drunken down fight. And in the port of Amsterdam, there's a sailor who is born on a hot muggy morn by the dawn's early light. In the port of Amsterdam, where the sailors all meet, there's a sailor who eats only fish heads and tails. He'll show you his teeth that have rotted too soon, that can haul up the sails, that can swallow the moon. And he yells to the cook with his arms open wide, "Hey, bring me more fish, throw it down by my side." And he wants so to belch that he's too full to try. So he stands up and he laughs and he zips up his fly. In the port of Amsterdam, you can see sailors dance, monkeys bursting their pants, grinding women to port. They've forgotten the tune that the whiskey voice wrote, splitting the night with the roar of their jokes. And they turn and they dance and they laugh and they lust till the rancid sound of the accordion burst. Then out of the night with their pride and their hats and the slots that they tore underneath the street lamps. In the port of Amsterdam is a sailor who drinks, and he drinks and he drinks and he drinks once again. He drinks to the health of the whores of Amsterdam, who give on their bodies to a thousand other men. Yeah, they bargain their virtue, they couldn't have slung God for a few dirty coins. When he just can't go on, throws his nose to the sky, and he aims it up above, and he pisses like I cry for an unfaithful love. In the port of Amsterdam, in the port of Amsterdam.
We thought it would be nice to bring the boys on to do this gig with us before we go off to America in a few months. We're going to America, land of subways, underground stations. The subways are rather like the underground. You know, you still get lots of people who wait for hours for the train, and they'll have that thing of going to the edge of the platform and looking down into the tunnel. I don't know what they expect to come out. They expect something other than a train to come out of it. Kind of leaning, looking at it. But you have to be a sadist or a masochist to take the subway in America. Because if you go on in a crowd, within 5 or 10 minutes, somebody's got a good grip on you. And
stay on 3 more stops and I'll give you 50 cents.
It's really quite grim. And they've got this subway contest. See? And I think the only condition for entry is that you have to look as though you've been hit by one. And some of the entries we saw when we were out there. Anyway, that's where we're going. America. Land of the living. And land of the dead. Land of the dead, they've got lots of murders and killings, as you probably read about in the papers, that crime wave. I mean, it's kind of inbred in them to murder and kill. Like a family man will get in a car and drive at 90, bumper to bumper. You know, one stretches of motorway that kind of like that. And yeah, they come up with the original ways of killing people. You read in reports of old man battered to death, weapon believed to have been Durex filled with ball bearings. And, you know, it's really weird. And that's not the only problem, you see. You've got the apartment problem as well, because you just can't get an apartment. I stayed in quite a nice one whilst I was there. All couples, no women. And I wouldn't say it was Fire Island. I don't know whether any of you know America at all. No. it was not exactly quiet, but I took 13 showers of excitement one evening. And like somebody comes to, really sorry, I'm afraid I have some very bad news for you. Your grandmother has died.
Oh, that's awful.
Is her apartment gone yet? Did she die of the central heating? Really terrible. Anyway, we're going there later. They should be on by now. This is Superman. I'm going to do that one. Pretty things yet. We'll do that later. This is one from an album that we did last year, which sold like hotcakes in Beckenham. Nowhere else. It's called The Man Who Sold the World. That was the name of the album. The song, well, this one of the numbers off it was called Superman. And all the world was very young, mountain magic heavy hung. Superman would walk in file, guardians of a loveless isle. Gloomy brown with silver fear, their endless tragic lives could heave nor sigh. In sullen perverse serenity, wondrous beings chained to life. Again, strange games they would play then. Weird by mystic thought, no pain, no joy, no power too great. Loss of strength to grasp the fate. The sad-eyed merman tossed in slumber. Nightmare dreams no mortal mind could hold. Man would tear his brother's flesh. Chance to die to turn to mould. Far out in the red sky. Woody Woodmansey, that is Trevor Boulder, and they play with me. We're going to have a pianist on in a few moments. I'll just get this up because I don't sit down again.
Get it up there, whoppy dog up. Whoppy doggy bum!
Right, that's about right. I'm going to the piano. Follow me, please. This is a number I wrote for myself and for the album, and somebody else did it. Won't say no more. But say no more. Or say no more. We'll do it anyway. Do what? Are you in tune, Mother?
Did you know? Did you know that?
Thank you.
cakes and breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? Crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today. Looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no father for you. Think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written in war by a puzzled man. Question what we came here for. All the strangers came today. This is all they're here to stay.
Yeah.
This is where we get Thomas on stage. Thomas Parker. Tom Parker, ex-Animal. Tom will take over the piano and play it properly for the rest of the evening. The first thing we're going to do with Tom is one in which I don't know the guitar chords, so I'll stand in like a twit. Not used to singing without one. Called Changes. So long from the album. Songwriter is that he feels he can pick on anybody or write about anybody. I'm no exception. But this is not a picking song, it's just about someone. It's called Song for Bob Dylan. Thank you.
like Sam and Bill. Spirits and tools for vengeance. And I stood on the floor. Brought a few more people on. The fear and the horror more. Ah, here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes again. The same old painted lady. From the brown and the silver brain. Where she scratched this world to pieces. And she comes on like a band. With a couple of songs from your old scrapbook. To send it home again. Baby, give me the heart to live in that said room. At least a picture on the wall. And you said they had a million pairs of eyes. Told them why they saw. Then we lost the train of thought. Things ain't so all you know. The fire troubles are rising. We ran with a scare. To get an end to a home. Here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes again. See my old paper lady. From the bow of the silver bed. She'll scratch this world to conceal. And she comes on like a friend. With a couple of songs from your old scrapbook, to send her home again.
Figures on what they stood for. They believe very much in media of the streets, street messages. And one of the leaders in that field is a man called Andy Warhol. And this is about him. This is called Some.
What?
That was Some called Andy Warhol. Do you want to do something else? What do you want to do? Oh, you want to get it? Want to get you something? Got nothing else much to tell you. What's happening on your side?
Right, guys.
That's very good, Tom. You know you had it in you.
Yes, this is called Andy Warhol.
Warhol.
Thank you.
This, my friends, are just for show. See them as they really are. Put your people in my brain. Tune your pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery with you all inside my show. And they wall up the screen. And my love, and the wall so the screen can't tell them apart at all. And they're walking, and they're tired, and they take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep. Send him on a pleasant cruise. When he wake up on the sea, he's sure to think of me and you. To think about things and to think about blue. What a jolly boring thing to do. And he won't look so green. And it won't And he won't silver screen. Can't tell him apart at all. And he won't look so screen. Hang him on my wall. And he won't silver screen. Can't tell him apart at all.
This one is with the band again. It's the third in the series of people songs I did. This one is about a friend of mine in America called Lou Reed, who's a singer with a band out there in New York called the Velvet Underground, who aren't all that well known. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Sorry, well known. Very well known band over here called the Velvet Underground. They don't know about them in Beckenham, I'll tell you. Lou is very funny, outrageously funny, and this is a song for Lou, and it's called Queen Bitch.
Okay. Sweet.
champ, rose out of the sea. Just had to dance. Thank you.
David Bowie. Come on, let's... This is one that, thank God, you'll probably appreciate, but not being in Beckenham. It's, are you ready, mate? It's a Velvet Underground number. It's called Waiting for the Man.
So she could carry on in the line.